Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Thursday. The world will end.
This is what's known as a poop sandwich.
So live it up while you can with the premiere of You, Me, and the Apocalypse on NBC. Rob Lowe, Will and Grace's Megan Mullally, and Jenna Fisher from The Office star in the new comedy critics are calling uproariously funny. One of the year's most entertaining shows. Rob Lowe, Megan Mullally, and Jenna Fisher return to NBC in You, Me, and the Apocalypse. Thursday on NBC.
Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yes.
We have no rhythm.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, then hit it, goes 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Hit it!
I have no shame, I'm proud of where
you know. Oh, this is why we are the hosts.
With that and not the singer.
That can only mean one thing. Welcome to the American Idol Season 15, Episodes 6 and 7, Hollywood Week Recap. I am JC Rubio, and...
Ghost
up. Nice recovery. That's a comeback kid. Why don't you introduce yourself, starting with the comeback kid herself?
Oh, hey, everyone. It's your girl, Steffi G. I'm just kidding. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And, of course, what's with the bedazzled shirt? Who do we have?
I love it.
Oh, hey, everybody. I'm Violet Kanyon.
Sorry.
And you can follow me all over the internet at Violet Kanyon.
And, of course, the fairest of them all. Please introduce yourself.
I am looking really pasty these days. I'm Jason Eichler, and you can follow me all over the internet at Jason Eichler.
And no show would be complete with the master of disaster, the king of sting, the count of Monte Fisto, running the ones and twos, and he'll keep us in line tonight, please, because we're very tired and cranky. What's up, Zach?
You guys have already impressed me.
Thank you.
Large quotation marks around the impressed.
Oh, no.
What you're saying.
Oh, you just wait. You just wait, sir, because we have more to come.
There we go. That is called a soundbite. I love it. And, of course, our chat roll. Let us know what you think, because... a lot of people are saying it was too fast, and some people were bored, and I don't know if I agree. What did you guys think
I
about
that? I actually really liked the pacing of it, because I wasn't bored, and it was just enough to be like, oh yeah, I remember you now. Mm-hmm. I forgot about you, I remember you. And I liked it, because I feel like we've seen this 15 times already.
Right, it was like, okay,
so it
cool.
It was good, yeah.
Let's see who matters, let's see these good voices, who made it, who didn't, see you later, let's
move
on.
Let's get out there and do our thing!
Yeah!
Okay. Violet, you are
what
the
What world are we in right now? Yeah, it was a really good show. I don't know what those people are smoking.
We've never been so positive.
All right, so let's just dive deep because we've got about 25 people to...
when we're talk. Positive, by the way, we're lying and want to be quick. Kidding, sorry.
It's late. All right. Yeah. All right, folks, let's start off with the guy who... just shocked us with his wife. I'm surprised they're still together. He's impressed with Celine Dion in the audition. Mr. Jordan Sasser. What do we think?
What?
I find him obnoxious.
Extremely.
Repulsive.
Utterly repulsive.
Honestly,
no. Whoa, guys.
Come on.
No santa exagerados.
He makes me so uncomfortable when he sings. He's way too cocky. And I find it fascinating that he's a worship leader. Because I see Satan in his eyes.
Oh, for fuck's sake, excuse me.
Oh, now this is an explicit show now. Thanks, Steph. Sorry, Zach. But here we go.
But honestly, I don't think he's likable. The last American Idol needs to be likable and down to earth. And this guy seems so cocky and full of himself.
There needs to be something attractive about him, whether it's his look, his personality, his voice, and this guy has nothing. His voice is
I think he did good.
It's okay. I completely agree with you. He's completely obnoxious. I want to punch him in the face.
I get that he can be a little annoying.
He makes me angry.
He is a little annoying, but I liked him. I thought he did well.
You know, actually, really? The fans, JMC, agrees with Jason and Violet.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing with him. He's got to stay away from the cabaret. He has this very Broadway. He's very showy.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to bring that down a little bit, and maybe he'll have a chance.
But nobody's ever won American Idol being a butthole. You know what I mean?
He's not that bad.
He is so cocky. I watched that show and I knew I was going to win. Like, you need to be, like, humble and, like...
Okay. First of all, everyone says it on American Idol because it's what their dreams and hopes are. So it's one of those things where you have to be positive and think that you're going
to
win.
He's just pissed that he compared himself to Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's true. You don't do that.
See, that's why... Okay, we got so many to cover, so let us move on
to... Thank you for understanding, Violet.
Okay, Dylan Rapatoni. He's a guy... He reminds me of, like, a character from a video game. He's got that blonde...
Wait, Dalton? Dalton.
Dalton.
Was it Dalton?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's a long day. Dalton! Rapatoni, California Dreamin'.
I liked him. I think he's really good. I don't think he's going to win, but I like him in the competition.
I think he'd be good on 5 Seconds of Summer.
I was thinking the same thing because he's got the same hair.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a fame. Okay, Violet, wait.
I love him.
Let's pause this moment. Can we do an After Buzz exclusive? Violet loves someone.
And it's a boy.
Go figure.
Okay, yeah, but
I see that rock on your hand. Is your man now?
Mm-hmm. We'll he watches it with me. No, he's really good.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Violet, why do you like Mr. Rapatoni?
Okay, I said this before. I guess nobody else sees it. He totally reminds me of Adam Lambert. I think it's the way he performs.
And his voice. The guy liner.
Maybe it's the guy liner, but like guy liner.
It's 100% the guy liner.
But I love his voice. I'm like obsessed with it. I love the way he performs. I think, what did I write? I wrote eyeliner guy. Love him, his style, his voice, his vibe, his performance. Style.
See, and the difference between him and Jordan is he's confident, not cocky.
Yes, and he's so good to back it up.
Yeah.
I thought he was all right. He didn't sound super great. Who was worse was the girl who went after him.
JC Butler, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the green haired girl?
I didn't like her.
I really liked her voice.
She didn't even sing.
No, but she's going to do like a Hayley Williams punk rock sort of thing. I didn't like how she presented herself. I think she kind of looked like Snooki. But lose the dress, lose the hair, take off like 10 layers of makeup, and I think she could be good.
No.
Here's the thing. I agree with JMC, what he's saying. He's very marketable about Dalton, but now going to JC, I think it was just the wrong choice for her. I think she has pipes. I think she has something behind
it. Okay, the wrong choice. Yeah,
she just made a wrong choice tonight, so I'm giving her a pass.
I agree with you then. That's it.
That's
with JC. Her, the on auditions and this week, she kind of doesn't go, like, she doesn't sing with melody. It's weird.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, what are you
doing? It's strange. It takes me a while to be like, what are you singing? Yeah.
I think maybe that's why, because they're like
trying. It's really bad.
Yeah. I think she'll be good. I think she'd be good with like a punk
band. With a band, because she's a front person in a band, and that's what she needs to stick with.
And our fans have our back so much. So J-Lo, once again, is sending us on a message. Not that J-Lo. The other J-Lo.
Mine's hair. Your guys' phone's off. Oh, but it's JC's on the...
Mine is pretty far. Let's see.
Dalton mine's on airplane mode.
Okay, J-Lo says, Dalton used to be part of a boy band named IM5 and was discovered by Simon Fuller, so...
Oh, I know IM5.
I've heard of IM5.
I know.
Five!
Okay. All right, so we're okay with all three advanced.
Oh, that's interesting.
No. Jordan, we're kind of
I'm surprised Jordan and the green-haired girl
advanced. I hope Jordan goes home.
Immediately.
Right, we'll see.
Like today.
We got a lot of show.
I hope that emo kid goes home.
Dalton, wow.
Claws are coming out.
Snooki, where can they find you?
On Twitter. I'm not going to tell you that.
Just half of Beverly.
You got to wait till the end of the show.
All right, next group we have Jen Blossel.
We love her. She's the blonde girl at the piano.
The weird girl.
We love her. Yes. I will agree with Jason. We do love her.
Thomas Stringfellow and Olivia Rocks.
Olivia Rocks is the pink cat girl.
Olivia Rocks, she was the...
one who, like, worked out and stuff.
She sang Genie in a Bottle. Her dad was the rock star.
Yes.
I like Olivia because she reminds me of a great American Idol story. Like, she's really bubbly and, like, trying too hard in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then I think she's going to get cool as it goes on. And I think the talent's there. Sure. So she's somebody to watch, like, mm-hmm. turn into an artist. Who was the other one that went?
Okay, let me ask this. You're asking that question. Yeah. Okay, Jen Blossel, Thomas Stringfellow, and Olivia Rocks.
I like Jen. I Do you guys remember Thomas? He sang Too Close. I wrote
Bingo.
That.
Bingo. That's what I wanted to point out. I don't think Thomas was memorable in this group.
Mm-mm. I can't even think of
I remember him. He had a blue guitar. I remember him like playing really fast, and that caught my eye. But
oh, the kid. Yeah. With the blue shirt and the suspenders. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, he had a great audition. He had a great audition, but he just kind of
fell. Yeah, I wrote I like him, but I honestly could not tell you what he looks like. Mm.
There's just so much coming out.
Bless you, Steph.
Bless you, Steph. But now comes a great medley of four women that I really want us to dig into. And this is Jessica Carvall, Melanie Terrace, LaPortia Renee, oof, and Sonica Vade.
She was good.
I was actually surprised that Melanie didn't go through.
I'm shocked.
So was I.
I loved her original audition. I didn't think she did as good tonight, but she sang Kelly Clarkson, so I was going to give her a pass.
Melanie, she kind of got the raw deal tonight because she's the one that Harry, you know, he cut out in their audition. She got the golden ticket, but we talked about it a few weeks ago how they just kind of interrupt your auditions. Mm-hmm. She made it to the next round and she got cut. And then, of course, where do they place her to have her exit interview? Where everyone comes out celebrating that they made it to the next round.
Right.
Tonight, and all of us are like, oh, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
That was a weird thing with her, right? I feel like they really let her on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was better than other people that passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was strange.
That was strange. I'm like, I wonder what happened. Like, I wonder if they have some beef or something. Yeah. That almost felt personal to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Let's talk about standouts. LaPortia, how are we feeling?
LaPortia, oh my God, so I love her.
Sorry, that was my roar that I was doing earlier. Was that what it was?
What was the season with Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson, and who was the other powerhouse singer?
Season three.
She reminds me like she could fit in there with her outfit and everything. But I love her voice.
I'm obsessed.
What did you say her outfit was like? Jason,
she's bright. I felt like I could see her on Dreamgirls.
She's beautiful.
I think you said
sunshine.
Something else, but okay.
I remember the Dreamgirls comments, so.
Now, here's the problem with that. Will America vote another female powerhouse? We just had one a few seasons ago.
Candace Glover.
Right, but Candace was. I felt like, even though she had an incredible voice, we had to pull so much out of her. LaPortia, I like because she's you know how we used to always say, when is the right time to peak? She's someone who is kind of holding it back, and even Harry himself said, I'm happy that she didn't blow up. And that was fine because you don't need to with that song. Just sing it well so we could hear it.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's got like a past she can sing about. Mm-hmm. You know,
she
to
does.
Sing that kind of music, you have to have a story to tell.
And I don't think
Candace did.
Yeah, and I think she won't only be a powerhouse singer because the way she sang this song, I feel like she'll have different artistry and different forms of singing, which is going to be great.
By the way, what about you, Sonica or LaPortia, if you had to choose?
Oh, LaPortia. I do not like Sonica. I'm sorry.
She has
a pretty voice. That's it. She's a Disney princess singing person.
When
voice.
She sang, I literally and got my nipples got hard. That's
what oh my gosh. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
If you're watching, welcome.
She's just so plain for me. I need something. I need some soul.
Oh,
I need
I
some
think
grit.
She's like
I need
the
some
opposite of plain. I think her voice
oh
is
my
like
God.
Beautiful.
It's just too pretty. Like la la la. Okay.
You know, with
her, that's so funny. And then you like Dalton.
Okay.
He's got a little something going for him.
Let's figure this out because I agree with all of you in the sense with Sonica that Sonica, she has to be very careful. You have to really keep her contemporary. Mm-hmm. She could really show those theme weeks.
Pia a little bit.
Okay, and we'll talk about here. We're going to talk about Pia a little bit later. Got something for you about her butt.
About her butt?
No.
But kind of. It's about J-Lo, right?
How? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there you go. No, but
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, but okay.
But a lot of experts are pegging her to be the one, you know, one of the women that could actually stop another year of WGWG.
That's what's up.
Oh, my gosh. She is not going to make
what
top
I've been reading
10.
On the internets. I'm serious.
She has a good enough voice, too. It'll be interesting to see what she does in a contemporary
She's
format,
done the same thing two auditions in a row.
The only problem that she'll have is if she doesn't give us enough personality. She was a little bit too scared for me on stage. Her voice is perfect.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, crazy.
Chat roll, YouTube, what do you think? iTunes, let us know what you think. So.
Let me ask something. You put LaPortia on stage and you put Sonica on stage. Who's going to eat who? Voice-wise.
I mean, who knows?
Yo, you guys know what I said.
No, seriously.
You guys know what
I know, but here, this is what I'm saying.
Honestly, the voices are different, but I think Kanika has a range.
Kanika?
What's her name? Sonica.
Next
contestant.
Guys, I just want to take a moment to say that I love JC's face. I love your face. And I'm hungry.
Damn people, I gotta work with.
Thank you. All right, enough.
And I'm hungry.
I was trying to do a segue for our.
Oh, were you? Oh, was that? I'm so.
I'm so hungry.
You're so hungry.
I wish I could make something right now.
I never have time to cook. It's crazy. I can't go to the store and buy stuff.
Shut up, you're ruining it.
Well, listen up. Okay, guys, I do have to talk about this because if you're like me, okay. My woman is like the best chef on the planet.
She is. Follow her on Snapchat at Paleo Goddess. Oh, she has crazy things on there.
Okay, all right. But I gotta keep up. I really have to keep up. And the only thing with Blue Apron is here to save the day.
Yoo-hoo!
All you need to do is know how to cook. I can do that. Check. But okay, not only will you have to know your way around a kitchen, but at home you're gonna make healthier, better meals at a fraction of the cost. Okay, so where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered for less than $10 per meal. They'll deliver you fresh ingredients.
Crazy.
Insane. Mm-hmm. And you'll get help to create home-cooked meals. Just follow. They'll give you step-by-step instructions. Every meal can be made in 40 minutes or less.
I know. It takes me like three hours to cook something.
Yeah, that actually is really good because I can't cut.
What? See, so Blue Apron's talking to you, Jason.
I know.
Now, no matter what your dietary preferences are, if you're vegetarian, whatever, they've got you covered. They've got everything here for you. So let's say if you like chicken and sage biscuit pot pie.
Mm. Damn, that's sounding good.
I know that face.
We are hungry.
I know, I'm starving. So sloppy joes with roasted steak fries, yes, with creamy kale and carrot, ooh, salad, tomato quiche.
Yeah.
Wow. The ay Dios mio is written all over here. I'm telling you.
Pero qué delicioso.
Okay, cook with ingredients that you've never used before. No. You can use watermelon radishes.
Yes.
Farro, purple potatoes.
Oh my gosh.
I've never even seen a purple potato.
I actually just stole one from my roommate.
They're pretty good. Night.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
All right. And for you guys trying to slim down for bikini season, 500 to 700 calories per
potato. Shut up.
I can't. I get paid to talk. Okay. But and it's all just for you. So right now, just go to blueapron.com/podcast. That's right. blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Nice.
And back to our show.
I sing because I'm happy.
That's like an interlude.
And sing because I'm free.
Not even our relatives are listening anymore.
Well, the chat room's gone down to zero people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fabulous.
All right, let's move on. It's raining men.
Oh.
It's raining men.
Shut up.
Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Amen.
Okay, let's get
into
it.
Remember when Kelly sang that on American Idol?
Yes. God, yeah. She's so good.
Stop. We have to talk about these people. We've got Daniel Farmer, Manny Torres, and Harrison Pimp Daddy Cohen, the one who came with the grandpa.
I didn't really like, what was the first guy's name?
Daniel Farmer.
I didn't really like, he's the one that was calling everyone beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really like him.
I liked his audition.
I liked his audition also. I didn't like this performance. I thought he sounded, remember the crack? We were like, whoa. I think they chose him to go forward purely because of his personality.
Which, honestly, that's part of the package.
I get it.
Really?
But I feel like his voice was way better in his audition, and I think he oversang this.
Yeah.
And got a little shouty at the end.
But Boricua was good.
Oh. You're just swayed by the hips.
No, and his voice, Manny.
Manny.
His voice was insane.
Good.
And his, you were just drawn to him when he was on the stage.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Harrison was a little less creepy this time than last time, but his stage presence is still a little too excited for me.
You know, I don't know, Violet, voice of reason, please. Help us out.
So the guy that's obsessed with J-Lo. Mm-hmm.
Manny Torres.
No, the other guy. That's
Daniel Farmer.
Daniel. Yeah. I don't like him at all. I feel like his audition, he's trying to take my girl.
Silly.
At his audition, he was too much of I don't want to call it theatrics, but it was too much joking. He wasn't taking it serious.
Yeah, shut up and sing.
Yeah, and I don't think his voice was that good to even get the golden ticket, but whatever. He had good personality. And then here, his voice cracked. He was yelling. He was shouting. He wasn't even singing half the time. what the hell?
He's should have really gone lucky because
he's really bad. Like he needs to go home. Like, okay, he shouldn't even have been in Hollywood.
But what I do to you, Carol?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
She's, yeah.
He needs really to go bad. Home. Get your ass home, please, right now.
No. Go home.
Okay, but sorry. Let's...
And then the other guy, Manny, I didn't love him at auditions, but I feel like here in Hollywood, he was a lot better. I was like, oh, actually, he's pretty good. He's good, he's good. But Harrison, I really liked Harrison.
Yo, Violet has the weirdest taste to me.
Isn't that weird? Like, I thought his song, I just loved his performance. No, I thought
Harrison
was really
didn't even go through.
He did it, and I'm like surprised because freaking Dalton goes through.
Didn't go through?
No, he
or
didn't.
Daniel goes through. Sorry, Dalton.
No, sorry. Look at the shock of Jason.
Oh, I mean, I'm really happy about that. I don't think he deserved to go.
I didn't think so either.
Daniel deserved to go through, and he didn't. Come on.
No,
I mean, because Daniel. Yeah.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to blow your mind away. I'm going to blow you away right here. Okay. We're cutting down to 51 people. Mm-hmm. And from what I've read, it's like 2-1 girls.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Daniel made it to the next round. I mean, imagine it's such a small pool of men this year.
Yeah, bye, Daniel.
No, but think about it. If it's 2-1 women, so it breaks down to, let's say, about 30, do the quick math, 34 women and 17 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel's one of them.
That's ridiculous.
So that's gonna be a tough year. It's stacked for the
women.
Can
I say something? I think Manny's gonna make it to top 10.
I could see him.
I could see that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's cool. The way he was joking and trying to holler at the girls was much funnier than Daniel.
No.
It was there's something about him like, oh wait, you're kind of like I dig you. You know, I feel like he definitely has
he's
star quality.
He's gonna wine and dine you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's someone that may wine and dine. I don't know. He's a young one. We've got Lee Jean.
Oh,
see, I knew you loved
Lee Jean
because he's cool too. And there's something again like this. Maybe it's the marketable part or the fact that he looks like a star. Mm-hmm. Little girls are gonna love him, and because he has like a soft voice, and I feel like looking at him, you almost don't expect it. You expect more of an R&B, and he delivers us like a.
It's genuine for you.
Yeah,
you're connecting to him. Basically.
But I think also when we've had younger guys in the competition recently, they haven't been that good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
So I think he's like cute, marketable, but actually really talented.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay. All right. And let's see. We've got Lee Jean. We've got Shelby Z. And then some that I thought was fantastic.
So Shelby Z was on The Voice.
Yeah, I don't care for her.
Is she the hairdresser?
Yeah. She made it pretty far.
The one
on
that
the
you
Voice.
Don't does too much accessories seat. For you
again.
Okay.
I like her from The Voice, so that's what I'm basing.
I think I remember
her
on The Voice.
Here's a rough one for me because I thought I loved her story and what she did last week, and that was Melanie Haber. She's the young woman with the stage 3 lymphoma, mm-hmm. and. She was just, it was like a quick out.
Mm-hmm.
I felt kind of bad. We were all kind of shocked. We all liked him. We were like, whoa, that was quick.
Yeah.
So I'm sad to see her go. I hope she goes somewhere else because I definitely think she has a voice and she has a story to tell. So hopefully she'll go somewhere. Maybe The Voice. Who knows? But let's move on to, all right, you guys, this is what we opened with, Genevieve.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay.
All of you guys know how stoked I was that she sang that song.
I'll say this. Genevieve is a talented musician.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have a great voice. She makes me super uncomfortable.
Why?
He's saying this so serious too right now.
She's weird.
She's super weird.
Oh, that's mean. Who
no,
cares?
But you know
most
what I mean?
Artists
like
are.
Her voice isn't like... There's like a unique weird voice, and then there's like a, okay, you're singing in pitch, but that's something special.
Right.
If she wasn't playing the cello and just singing, we would all
be like,
what
the hell?
Well, she make
it'll
it
eventually like shine to light just because she's
different.
It's a gimmick and it's
working. That, but no, but it's also because she's performing with her cello. Like when she's on stage and has to sing other songs, she's not going to be able to.
You don't want to see her go to top to 24.
I just don't think so. A lot of these people, I feel like, know how to perform and act a little bit because you know they watch these artists that they like, and I guess that she's watched American Idol before, but that's it. You know, she doesn't have TV, she doesn't have things to watch to even learn from.
Okay,
so she's at a disadvantage.
And her,
in general,
her voice just the voice isn't there.
She doesn't sing.
Yeah.
She like.
Shouts.
She says it really, really fast and changes the song same exact way every single song. Like, chill.
You like her, JC?
I'm just reporting the news, and I'm here with JMC is agreeing. He's not a fan either.
It's okay. We'll see what happens with her.
All right.
Although I do want to see her makeover.
So then
if
you
she has to be in the top 24,
I just want her
fine,
to get that ribbon out of her hair.
I just want, because she's a really cute girl. So
yes, you can see underneath.
You yeah, know, you can see it's like she could be a really Diaries. Cute girl. Yeah,
totally. All right, so let's move on to Momager. Momager, Brenda K. Starr,
Brenda,
and her daughter.
Fall back.
Gianna Isabella.
No, I'm saying Brenda, the mom, fall back.
Oh, yeah?
She was doing extra, especially with the lip gloss part. And I'm like, stop.
And then she went on stage, she had nothing.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I paid attention to the entire time.
Me too.
Jason, let us talk about the music. Okay, what did you think about Gianna?
I thought it was just okay.
I thought that was okay, too.
Yeah, whatever.
She looked like a young Mariah. Now, she did.
She does.
It looks like...
I, like, honestly, it's... If you would ask me who performed tonight, I wouldn't have even remembered her.
Me neither.
Mm. Really? Mm. Okay.
And if her mom wasn't who she was,
yeah.
I would never remember
her. She would
have
made it this far.
All right, so do you think her mom's fan base might actually help?
Her mom's fan base in regards to J-Lo, no one else. Just because J-Lo knows her.
Yeah,
Mariah Carey's backup singer. It's there's like that older crowd which Idol plays to. Remember, Idol plays to an older demo.
Okay,
I don't think so.
You don't think she'll make it far enough?
Because... fan bases back then aren't like fan bases now, right, where you're like loyal. Like just because you liked Celine Dion doesn't mean you're gonna like pledge your online life.
Does Celine Dion do Celine Dion's fans have like a name? No.
Yeah.
They should. Okay.
They should.
And here's a girl that I'll let you guys, Violet, take
Tristan?
It.
Tristan?
Yeah.
Obsessed the one with this the mom, girl.
Yes.
The one with the military?
Yes. Oh my god.
That was
she
really
was
emotional.
Ridiculously good in Hollywood. I mean in her audition, and she was even better in Hollywood. I'm obsessed with her.
I thought she was... I would have let her pass because I heard what she has, but I don't think she did well in Hollywood.
I agree. I think really? It was kind of like trying a little too hard,
and she didn't execute it well. Yes, and you heard it at the end. You're like, okay, she does have a voice.
And I think you're, especially if you're going to sing a Carrie Underwood song on American Idol, you have to do it really, really well.
Right.
And I think had I not known her story, I would have been like, oh, get out of here.
Right, but you know what? Here's the thing. She's also drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah, she is beautiful.
She is.
I think the the performance tonight didn't deserve for her to go through. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But I heard it. Like I said, I saw you nodding your head. You agree, JC.
What?
With us.
I agree with you guys?
Yeah.
I do actually, but let me preface that with it's more of a challenge to her because yes, that audition she had was incredible. Her story is great. She's marketable. She's all those check. So I'm willing to give her that pass. But this is a call for her to step it up.
Right.
I think
absolutely.
It just the nerves got to her. Perhaps.
I think so too.
JMC says Tristan could win.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm putting
Oh, thank you, Violet. All
JPI
right.
says, hell no.
Shout out, hey, by the way, shout out to the guy that on YouTube that said, I just want to say Violet's hot and Stephanie's adorable.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Toots.
Thank you. Toots. Thank you for that fan in
it was
Ohio.
Me.
Okay, let's move on to Michelle Marie and Chrissy Jewell.
I want Jason to take this one.
Okay, I think Michelle Marie is adorable. I don't know.
Who's Michelle Marie?
The little girl in the cowboy hat.
Oh. Did you?
No.
Because of what he said.
I don't think she's probably going to make it that far. I think they let her go through because she's cute. Mm-hmm. I find, what's the next girl's name?
Chrissy Jewell.
Obnoxious.
Was she the one with the family that was obsessed?
Yeah, she's one of the stage
All
mom.
Y'all need to go back to where you came from, okay?
No. But here's these are super fans. They're super fans. No. There's a way to talk. She is a fan from day one. I wouldn't call her obnoxious
care.
At all.
I'm
think
a fan
she's just,
from day one, but that's why I'm talking about
hold
American
on.
Idol.
I think she's just exuberant. She's very... She's a overwhelmed
okay,
by the moment.
But she's trying too hard. She's not ready for Hollywood. I'm not saying she can't sing.
Who are we talking about?
Which one are we talking about?
Kirsten.
Yeah.
I think both had this just energy and they were so excited in the moment. And it's the last season. I don't think this is the ultimate road for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. You know, they perhaps need some more time. But this just wasn't their moment. This isn't their place.
Well, I think Michelle did sound great. She just needs to
grow up.
She needs to grow up. Well, I almost wanted to just tell her to calm down a little bit. But... The other girl was
Kristen?
Awful.
She was that was like me singing
just,
in the shower. Like, what the hell was
Excuse
that?
Me. No, I mean, she was annoying to me because she was
her whole family was annoying.
She was just being weird with the other girl, and the other girl was being so nice, but she was like just putting it the front for the camera,
right.
And I don't know, but when she sang,
it wasn't your cup of
tea. I should take my
headphones. I was, no, yeah. if I was like working with her, or if I was at school with her, she started singing like that, I'd be like, shut up right now before I punch you in your face. Like, I would go nuts.
No, it was really bad.
Cringeworthy.
It was, I couldn't take it.
No, it was really one of those. I'm not, and maybe she probably does sound good, but.
She's trying way too hard, but that's because of the
host. Yeah. Okay, all right. She almost seems like a mean girl, too, which is why it bit her in the butt.
So, is this a setup then by Idol? Because this young, it was her birthday.
Yeah, but that her performance was ridiculous. Her runs were all over the place. Her voice was all over the place.
I know, but what I'm saying is the fact we know it's a show.
Right.
We put her there. Millions of people get to see this. Mm-hmm. And she's a young girl as well. I mean, is there no sympathy for it at all? Am I the only man here?
This is how you learn. Her dad especially ruined her for me since the audition.
All right.
You learned those things.
Daddy, if you're watching, you better calm down because you're going to ruin your child's future.
Well, I mean.
And mom, those eyes are so scary.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say that when I was a kid, people would tell me like that I was annoying. I checked myself. You just learn. That's it.
You checked yourself?
You're right.
Shifting gears. A major shifting gears. Thank you for the sound effect.
Thanks.
Trent Harmon, who we've loved since the beginning.
I know.
So good.
Okay. I think he has the voice of an angel, but I can't watch him sing.
Because of mono?
Well, A, I didn't want to get sick. But B, he makes really weird facial expressions.
That's like when
you're really into it,
though. He kind of dresses like a jackass.
He does dress like a jackass.
He was sick. He was covering up because he was sick.
Yeah, but it did not match.
Well, that's all he had.
You're on national TV.
He did great, but that's
boy is dying with mono.
Who cares?
If you were going to be on national TV and you had mono, you would make sure you match.
They don't know. They don't live
that's
here.
That's true, but the boy lives on some farm. He probably doesn't know what H&M is.
Excuse me, hold on. Zach, can you rebrand us for the next week? Can we be the Mean Girls after show recap?
No, I liked him. There's nothing wrong with them.
Wait till you read the comments you're going to get on YouTube.
Oh, snap.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, if you're going to make it in this industry, you got to put up with this.
All right, you know
what?
We're
just training them.
Okay, let's talk about his voice, though, because his voice was...
Yeah, he has a great voice, but...
Sorry, let me finish. I'm going to... Sorry. I think he sounded wonderful. Really, really good. And I was surprised, because I feel like Sam Smith is very hard to do. He did that great. And I'm just... They better... The mono thing is what's freaking me out. And looking at him makes me feel sick. And if I was one of the singers... I'd be like, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to work with him. Are you kidding?
We'll find out tomorrow. I'm not going to use that mic after him.
That's what I'm saying. And that, it's contagious. It is so contagious. No, the mono is super contagious. That is gross. I got it through the TV.
Right, I just want to say that I love that he didn't say that he has it before he started singing.
I
don't know if they cut it out. I'm sure they would have left it in if he had said it. But I'm like... Love him even more that he didn't mention it.
I really like that.
Yeah. He did mention it before he said.
Good job, because I would have focused on that, and I just got focused on the clothes.
Here's something else.
Also, because that's embarrassing. By the way, I have mono.
You do?
No.
Okay. With him, this is very, very important with him, because he's going to go far.
Yeah.
Come on. Without a beyond shadow of a
doubt. No, he was good.
He's going to be fantastic.
He's going to be top 10 for sure.
However, there's a word of caution. I want him to take a little tip from LaPortia.
Okay.
Because he has all the tools. He's a fantastic singer. He can belt it out.
He did extra.
Thank you. He needs to do a little, what was I calling him? Trentisms. He needs he's a little affected. He uses a lot of those little runs. Pull back, pick and choose, make us wait for them. Because he'll engage us, and that'll be a key for him to go all the way. I'm telling you, just
that's
pull
true.
Back.
It was like absolutely.
You never put out on a first date.
That's true.
You
can't
save it.
I think he might have done that too, though, because he was sick. So it was a way of him trying to do his best. So hopefully he's not like that before.
Yeah, that
also,
be
if
true.
He was that sick, I mean, imagine what he's going to sound like when he's better.
Yeah, but please.
Man, they better give him some antibiotics.
Somebody give him a mask or something.
Oh, come on, remember. He's the farmer. He's the farmer who shows up. And, hi, y'all. And when he starts singing
again,
he sounded like Maxwell. Like, Jayla could not. She melted.
Yeah.
I think American.
No, I think he has an insane voice. Yeah. But
all right, but
that makeover.
We got two more to go, and let's go with Poe.
Okay. I really like Poe in her audition. But we know who your sister is now. She's not that big of a deal.
Stop crying already.
Stop talking about your sister.
That's gonna be
like this is okay. for my sister. She was on last season.
Like girl, your care. Sister yeah. thing is getting annoying.
No, you wrote it the is, same thing.
And the sister's getting annoying, like all emotional.
And I thought she looked like her first audition. I was like, oh, she doesn't have a lot of confidence. She's really good. I like her style. Today, I just thought she was trying way too hard.
She like went into Rihanna's closet.
No, she looked great. But then what bothered me? Remember what I said last time? She's like, oh, I'm not really. Like singing's not my thing, kind of whatever. She seems so uninterested in like I felt like she's on stage for her sister. She's like, okay, you couldn't make it, so I'm gonna try to do it for you. Because then she's like, I'm gonna dedicate this to you, but then let me sing like shit. You know, she didn't try. She was just, it's because of her voice, like her raspiness, that makes her voice sound pretty good. I just wish she would have put forth a little bit more effort. And I think that
don't talk about your sister.
And yes, stop.
And her sister needs to stop. Like,
I love you so much.
Hold on.
No, because it is a lot.
Producers brought that out. You know that, guys.
Yeah, but on stage too, they're like, after your performance, cry and
make
say
sure
I love
you. Talk about your sister. Well.
Yeah, I mean, in the interviews,
if
whatever,
they did,
but
producers, stop telling her to do that.
Yeah,
it makes
it's
her
really
super
getting
unlikable.
Annoying. Yeah. And also, I'm sorry. Can somebody please do something with her eyebrows? They're really pissing me off.
They like will eventually. Don't worry.
It's really good. It's starting to really bother me.
And think about how Ashley Simpson made it. She wrote a song about how much she hates Jessica. So if you're gonna try
is
to
she
get
really?
Living in the shadow,
oh right,
that's right.
Yeah. That was
throwback.
A good song.
Yeah. But yeah, don't. I just find it. I can't. That's all I think about is how annoying
her
sister is.
It's not.
He's throwing notes. I told you this was gonna be a wacky night. Okay, we got one more singer. Keep it together. Keep it together for one last one. Emily Brooke, who actually the fan actually let me see. I think it was J Lo that said Trent is the best guy in the competition. Is it too early to say that Emily Brooke could be the best girl?
Why?
No,
I really like Emily Brooke.
Why? She's not the best girl
because she has a really clear, really good voice.
Okay,
she's really cute and she's likable.
I like her. I didn't think
she's
she was. I don't think
she's
the best
Idol.
Voice.
I don't think she has the best voice, but she has the most top 40
She should go
voice.
On The Voice, be in Blake's team, and be a country star just like all the other ones he's
no,
produced
No, because then
of
she wouldn't
show.
Make it. No one makes it on The Voice.
That's true.
No, Ray Lynn did,
and
the other
cover the show.
We cover the show.
They're saying no one makes it?
That's true.
See, we got to
okay,
get...
Okay, but I'm just like, I'm not into this girl. Yeah, she's cute, whatever. Yeah, she has a good
voice. I think you're
going to
end up liking her. I'm going to call
the
that.
The thing is, she's me so too. Typical. I love when someone is different. Even Poe, I like Poe more than I like her. At least something is different about her.
You are obsessed with artistry.
Maybe mm-hmm. I am. Yeah. And I love country music. I guess that's what's killing me.
But
there's too much
of her
of
as
it.
Like a Carrie Underwood where it's like,
no.
She's just a really strong singer. You know what I mean?
But she's not.
Okay, all right.
I think she is.
Do not compare her to
okay.
Carrie.
All right, so then do you think
I gotta cover that thing. It's okay. in my eye.
Emily got, she got the pimp spot.
Yeah.
They're pimping, the Idol's pimping her out. Do you think is the Idol mainly in Scott Borchetta sees her as a future Taylor Swift?
Yes,
type
because
of
she's
so they're
sleazy.
Really, that's what they want.
Yes,
he
of course.
Want,
yeah, I mean, but I think that's okay.
Right.
Okay. But what's different
no,
from
I'm
her
just
and Taylor?
It out
absolutely
there.
Nothing.
And of course.
I think there's a lot different.
What?
Nobody will ever be Taylor Swift.
There. Okay, that's it. We're running out of time, so quickly we got to say, I love, last little note before we move to news, gossip, and all the other fun stuff, your guys' faces when J-Lo said, the front row, step forward, you're all moving on, and all your faces dropped. Because Trent was going home, Emily was going
home.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually happy that Emily was going. I was like, oh, that sucks for... Oh, but Emily's going home.
Really?
Oh.
You're willing to sacrifice Trent for Emily?
Yeah.
I don't know who blackened your heart, but someone did.
No, I know.
All right.
Yeah, I think we get nicer as the season goes.
Maybe,
so like,
yeah.
It does happen every
we're
season.
We're also, we're like, we're tired.
Yeah.
No, okay. So overall, a great episode. So should we move on to some newsy, gossipy stuff?
Yeah, Emily is generic.
After
right.
It's because you're pretty, Violet. They just want to agree with you so that they
yeah,
so you like
they
them.
Want a chance to get laid.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's married to their
again. I've got news.
Yay!
Oh,
wow, yay.
Finally. All right, this is from Us Weekly and all the internet. Season 10 powerhouse Pia Toscano got popped the big question about 2 months ago, but now it's all over the web. That's right. The lucky groom is choreographer Jimmy R.O. Smith, which if... What?
Wasn't she with the hockey player?
Ah, see? Time moves on. You see, this is news to Violet.
Dance like Jimmy.
See, Violet, this is what you need to do. What? You need to go to Instagram because on Jimmy's page, you can see the boulder of a ring she is sporting. Damn. Yes, it's huge, and you're going to get
it bigger
happy.
Than hers?
Oh, come on.
I don't know. That thing needs its own zip code, but we'll get into that in a second. All right.
That's its own zip code.
Okay. Now, talk about great company. Smith has been working for J-Lo, yes, for years. And he's one of her dancers on her upcoming show. That when are you going?
May 23rd, I think.
Yes, and it gets even better because you know who sings backup? Pia Toscano.
Oh my god, I'm excited! I didn't know that.
Yes,
J-Lo actually is super supportive of all the like girls.
Yeah,
I think she had Allison 1 year
Allison
too.
Allison and what's up one girl's name that was up against Philip Phillips.
Oh, Jessica Sanchez. Yeah, she did when she performed on Idol. Also, Chris Allen wrote like a background, like my Idol story thing on one of Yahoo. He owned one of those little blogs. And he wrote how he was so surprised that he won because he thinks his season was the most talented season, which I kind of agree. And he thought he went down the list of all of the top 10 about how great each of them were and why, but he did say Adam Lambert was the best performer Idol has ever seen, and it's still true.
All right.
Adam wasn't grabbing
best male performer.
You know, Violet, we should do like it every week. You can come with like Adam news for us.
Okay.
See,
there we go. There we go. And then we'll just
Steffi,
bring the spice.
I remember when Kelly Clarkson sang Respect. That was such a good performance that I did it at my middle school.
Oh
my god. Nice.
You should do it right here, right now.
I ain't gonna do you wrong. Why you go?
Steffi, I got it.
No, that was the solo I had.
Congrats to both. So, now, predictions. What do we see tomorrow? Group week.
Ooh. Oh, I'm excited. Wait, we didn't see Alaska Girl, but I'm sure she got through. I forgot her name. Miss Alaska.
From X Factor Season 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like obsessed with her.
I want to hear some of the pretty girls sing. Some of the we didn't hear sing.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if they're saving them for
later. I feel like if you're on another show, they try not to highlight you as much.
Interesting.
Here's one. We saw her last Thursday, and I didn't see her tonight, so I hope to see her tomorrow. Hope she didn't get cut. Colette Lush, the redhead.
I loved her.
She was fantastic. So I hope that's who I hope to see tomorrow. I hope. Who do you hope to see tomorrow? Let us know. And I think that's it. We're out of show. And we're out of time. So Zach, cue the music.
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Jason Eichler.
You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
You can follow me everywhere at Violet Cadian.
And you can follow me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, and the lovely Zach. Where can they find you, buddy?
Twitter, Instagram, that Zach Wilson.
And chat roll, love you. Thank you so much for Zach, Jason, Steph,
Violet.
I'm JC. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.